This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to grant to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His Sakinah and His mercy to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has favored us with Islam, with the fact that we utter the Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and worshipper. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal granted us the favor of uttering these words, and these words, when we utter them with faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mean that we will enter Jannah. It means that we may be saved from the fire. It means that we have ultimate salvation, which means that we will be blessed forever and ever and ever and ever in Jannah. So amongst the billions of people that are there on the globe today, why did Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal choose for me to be a Muslim? Why did Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant me that favor? This is a question that we need to ask ourselves, because people are dying on a daily basis. And as they die, nobody knows where they are going. Whether they will be from those who are blessed or those who are wretched, only Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal knows. So He granted you the greatest favor by making you a Muslim. You see, some people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that we did not fight you like so and so. And so and so, such and such a clan came and they fought you. We did not fight you. We did not come out with our swords and our shields and our armor and spill blood against you. But we actually accepted Islam. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals the words. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. The Arab, the Bedouins, came to you and said that we have believed. Say you have not believed, but you have submitted. And Iman has not yet entered into your hearts. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal carries on. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They actually say that they have conferred bounty and favor upon you, that they have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Don't come and confer your favor upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't come and say that you have actually blessed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your Islam. But it is Allah who has blessed you. It is Allah who has conferred His favor upon you, that He guided you to Islam. أن هداكم للإيمان, that he guided you to Iman, إن كنتم صادقين. If you are truthful, if your tongues are truthful in what they utter, the shahada, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has blessed you with that Iman, with that Islam, with that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't come here and say that you have actually blessed Islam with your presence. No, absolutely not. And this is what we need to understand. The fact that we sit here today, and the fact that we utter the shahada, and the fact that we hope, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, is actually a blessing, the greatest blessing from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Your wealth will come to an end. Your children will come to an end. Your life will come to an end. Your clothes, your possessions, your businesses, everything that you have and possess will come to an end. What carries with you, what goes with you into your grave, is your belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So really and truly, that is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. If we are to take a look at what is happening around the globe and around us, when we say around the globe, we tend to think that it is far away from us, perhaps in the Western world or in the Eastern world. No, hold on. It is happening around you as well. The fitna, the trial, the temptation, the tribulation that is happening out there is happening around us. If we just open our eyes and see what is going on, we will come to realize that it is a time of darkness. It is a time wherein there is much darkness around. And what is that Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you? What is that Islam that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave you? It is a beacon of light amongst the darkness. It is a beacon of light, a torch that you can hold to see the way. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, Allah waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the wali, the guardian of those who have believed in him. What does he do with those who have believed in him? He removes them, extracts them from the darknesses into the light. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave you light that you can see with, that you can navigate with, that you can actually turn to as your oasis. You know, when you have a man walking in the desert and there is no water around, there's nothing around, he doesn't know where he's going to find water, his throat is parched and it's dry and he's searching, he's gone for kilometers on end, perhaps he has moved for a day or two and he hasn't had a sip of water. And then he comes across this beautiful oasis and there's palm trees and there's water and he can drink to his full. Imagine what that does to him. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in the desert of the world and the universe, in every darkness that there is in it, has given us the oasis of Islam, the oasis of belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Drink to your fill. You should consider yourself lucky that he chose you to be in the masjid. You should consider yourself lucky that he chose you to offer the salah, that he chose you for Iman, Islam, and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is a lot of misguidance out there. There are a lot of people that are lost. A lot of people that don't know what they are doing. People that are literally wandering around on earth with no idea what their purpose in life is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly has blessed us. You see, none of us here today, or most of us here today, did not choose to accept Islam. We did not choose to accept Islam. We were born into Islam. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal chose for this favor to be conferred upon us without asking him, without actually saying, Ya Allah, guide me to Islam. Ya Allah, grant me that Iman. Ya Allah, I want the ability to know you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you Islam as you were born. You were born into a Muslim family and they raised you as Muslim. So that in and of itself should actually raise hairs on end when we think about it. And having said that, We ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that yes, we did not ask for that Islam, O Allah, but here we are asking you for Jannah. O Allah, grant us that Jannah. Do you think that if you are to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah, and you are to really beg Him for it, that He will not grant it to you? Yet He chose for you to be a Muslim. The fact that He chose for you that Iman means that He wants to grant you that Jannah. The fact that He chose for you that Islam means that He wants to see you enjoying the everlasting bliss forever and ever and ever. If you take a look at the world and how people are going crazy, when I say crazy, literally crazy, they are talking about this gender and that gender.